Well, our sermon this morning will focus on verse 13. It's going to be very simple. Be prepared, stay alert, be ready, for you do not know the day nor the hour when the Son of Man will come. Many of us know this story. It has a simple message, and I won't be before you long. The parable of the 10 virgins. And in this parable, marriage is used as a symbol, and it's used allegorically to explain the great return of our Lord Jesus Christ, the day that he'll return. And the church is the bride, the members of the church in its unity and individual separate, you and I. We are the virgins, church, waiting for the anticipation of our Lord. Plank Chapel collectively, we are the church. But you and I individually, we are the virgins. We make up the church. And I noticed when I was reading the scripture, it didn't say the bridegroom. It focused on the virgins, the individual members of the church. The virgins are the friends of the bride who are arranged to meet the bridegroom as soon as his approach is signaled. We are the virgins dressed in white and lace, symbolically representing purity, incorruptness of doctrine, incorruptness of worship and conversation, or at least on the outside in appearance. Just as it was true then of the many virgins, and as it is true of us today, it makes me think of the flashlight that on the outside looks like it's ready, but if there are no batteries inside, it cannot perform to the best of its ability. These virgins represent two groups. Some appear as if they are ready and prepared. They're holding their lamps with just enough oil to get them through the night, while the others were holding their lamps with an additional supply of oil just in case they needed more. And as we listen to the story, we know that they did. In the Jewish tradition, 10 is a perfect number. It signifies and symbolizes perfection. 10 people were required in the Jewish tradition to form a synagogue. 10 had to be present at any office or any official or formal ceremony. And remember when Boaz married Ruth, there were 10 elders that had to witness that ceremony in order for it to be valid. So symbolically, 10 could also denote the small numbers of those who truly may be ready, those who truly profess Christ at that time. Well, you know, the Bible tells us that there will be but a few that will name the name of Christ when he returns, and fewer still who will not be defiled in their garments and indeed be true virgins. You remember our word that says the kingdom of heaven's gate is narrow, but the road to hell is wide, and many will be on that road. Eternal life is very narrow in its approach, in the gateway, and the road is very difficult. And we say amen to difficulty in following our Lord. And there will only be a few who will find that gateway. We know that in this parable, the groom is the anticipated Christ. In the Gospel of John, and John the Baptist use this allegorical term and this symbol for Jesus Christ as the bridegroom, and he only mentions the bride in reference to the church. Well, as Christians, we profess to love and honor Christ in our lives, and we also profess to be waiting for Jesus. But are we really preparing ourselves and readying our lives when Jesus returns? Symbolically, the sincere Christians represent those wise virgins who were prepared and ready for any hour that the groom would return. But those hypocrites are the foolish ones who were not prepared with extra oil, and they had to venture out into the darkness at the very last minute to get some oil before the groom arrived. And as the parable teaches us, the groom came and they missed him altogether. This particular parable reminds us of the duty of watchfulness and preparation for that great day that's applied in verse 13, to be ye ready. We don't want to be caught off guard, do we, saints? We don't want to be left outside with the door locked. So we must always be prepared, because we do not know the day nor the hour when our Savior returns. So my message is simple. Be alert, quick to act. Be watchful and prompt to meet danger. Face it head on. My grandmother used to say, be keen in your spirit, sharp and ready. Because, you know, this past year, we've experienced a lot of natural disasters. Hurricane Maria, remember, tore through Puerto Rico, devastating homes, tearing up cars, flipping them all across the roads, highways, cell phone towers were down. People couldn't use their cell phones, so I know they had withdrawal. And over 139,000 people, and probably still counting, were relocated to Florida, and they are still recovering. They were not quite ready for the hurricane of that magnitude. Now, we have the National Hurricane Center, yes, and it predicts our pending storms, and it's constantly improving its responding times every day. And today they're even quicker than they've ever had been to reporting pendical tropical hurricanes and cyclones. We're better prepared today with our technology than we ever have been in our history, and we're even more alert and ready to inform ourselves and protect our families. We have some of the best technology today, but the best technology, saints, cannot predict the exact moment when a cyclone will hit, the true, sincere intensity of any cyclone. And you'll not only need to turn your weather radio or your TV to the National Hurricane Channel, but saints, you need prayer and a relationship with God. And like that National Hurricane Center warns us of a pending storm, God's word warns us of a time of the Lord's second coming. And we may not know the exact hour when Jesus will return, but God will reward his faithful saints and take vengeance on the faithful. In our scripture, it says, therefore, keep watch, because you do not know on what day your Lord will return. Therefore, with minds that are alert and fully sober, set your hope on the grace to be brought to you when Jesus Christ is revealed at his coming. Always be prepared and don't be caught off guard, because we don't know the day nor the hour that our Savior will return. But, you know, sometimes you can be ready, but not prepared. Like the flashlight we talked about, we can be ready, but not prepared. So I say to you simply, be prepared, properly expectant, organized, and equipped as we prepare for a hurricane. We know that Hurricane Irma made landfall in the Florida Keys on Sunday morning as a Category 4 storm, and it battered the Florida coastline all the way into Monday morning. And according to the many news sources, after pummeling and pounding the Keys, the storm moved up the west coast of Florida, heading for Georgia, South Carolina, and Alabama. A spokesman for the Rehabilitation Center at Hollywood Hills said that the residents inside, aged 71 to 99, died following a prolonged outage of their air conditioning unit. So the people died because they didn't think about having an extra generator. They were ready because the spokesman for the center said, our medical team and our administrative staff diligently prepared. We collaborated with the local police and the emergency vehicles. We even collaborated a plan with the other rest home centers. But they didn't have an extra generator. So even though they prepared, they weren't prepared enough. The center readied themselves with what to do, but they lost a transformer that powered their air conditioning. So one of their lamps was without oil. This is a perfect example, I think, of being ready, but not fully prepared, because the Bible tells us even those that are best prepared for death have much work to do to actually get ready. And how do we prepare, saints, you may ask? How do we prepare for Jesus' return? And you already know the answer. We must build our relationship with Jesus, fully surrender our lives to him. We got to become prayer warriors, church, because prayer changes things. Amen. The strongest position we can assume as Christians is on our knees in prayer. Hallelujah. This is not a battle with guns. It's not a battle with knives. It's not a battle with wind and rain. It's a battle far beyond the heavens, saints. The Apostle Paul urges believers to enter into a spiritual battle armed and ready with the word of God. That's how we fight our battle, saint, with the word of God. We got to be strong in the Lord and his mighty power. We got to put on all of God's armor so that we'll be able to stand firm against all the strategies of the devil, any storm that may come. For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, church, but against the evil rulers and authorities of an unseen world, against the mighty powers in this dark places, and against evil spirits in the heavenly places. So Luke tells us to keep watch at all times and pray that you may have the strength to escape all that is about to happen and to stand before the Son of Man. I urge you, church, to be prepared. Don't be caught off guard, because we don't know the day nor the hour when our Savior will return. So just be ready. Prepared mentally, spiritually, and physical for anything that may come. In order to do that, church, we have to pray in the Spirit at all times and on every occasion. Remember Paul said, pray without ceasing? Yes, we need to stay alert and be persistent in our prayers for all the believers everywhere. And this morning when I say, remember Hurricane Irma, for those families that are still experiencing hurricane, they don't have to remember because it's fresh on their minds. They're still suffering from the effects of those hurricanes. We, as saints, continue to pray for those families because we're supposed to pray for everyone, especially believers everywhere. And how do we become ready? By being alert. How do we stay alert? By being prepared with the word of God. So as believers in Jesus Christ, we are the bride of Christ, and we wait with great anticipation for the day when we will be united with our bridegroom. And until then, church, we must remain faithful to our Lord and say with all the redeemed of the Lord, as it says in the book of Revelations, come, Lord Jesus, come. The good news, church, is God gives us what we need to be ready. God gives us what we need to be prepared. He gives us his word. He gives us all the tools for our spiritual first aid kit: prayer, love, kindness, forgiveness, all the fruits of the Spirit. Because God, too, is ready. He's ready to forgive us, ready to protect us, ready to provide for us. But the part that we don't like to talk about or think about, he's also ready to punish us for our good so that we will humble ourselves before our God. So I ask you, church, are you ready? Are you prepared? If Jesus returned today, would you say, yes, God, send me right here. Start with me first. Would you be ready? Are you ready to become a prayer warrior? Stand up, profess Jesus anytime, anywhere, any place. I'm a child of God, and I'll pray for you. I'm ready to get down on my knees and profess God right now. Are you ready, church, to take everything to God in prayer? Are you ready? I hope you're ready, because my message to you today is to be ye ready, church, because Jesus is returning. May God add a blessing to this message this morning. Amen. Amen. All right. Amen.